/pass.
Ask an attorney about Florida law. Ask an attorney. Just give him a call.
This is Ask an Attorney. All about Florida law with attorney Joe Pippin. If you have a legal question, call Joe right now in Tampa. Call 813-287-5700. Anywhere else, toll free at 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. The law office is open. And now your host, Joe Pippin.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to Ask an Attorney, all about Florida law. I'm attorney Joe Pippin, practicing attorney. The law office is open. Hey, if you have a legal question, you can call the toll-free number, 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. Phone lines are open. Ask an Attorney, all about Florida law, is a show that's meant just for you to be able to call in and ask legal questions. It's a live show. We're streaming live on Facebook Live right now. We're also on multiple stations around the state of Florida. We're broadcasting from Jacksonville today. We're broadcasting on WBOB 600 AM, The Answer. We're also broadcasting from the Salem home of radio stations on from Tampa Bay area. We're broadcasting on 570-910, 860-930. Also broadcasting on WLVF out of Haines City, Florida. We have a local community Sun City station, 96.3 FM. And we're also broadcasting out of Crystal River today on local community stations there. No matter where you're listening, though, whether you're listening on your computer worldwide, I had somebody watching from the show from Egypt on Facebook Live last week. No matter where you're listening, you have a toll-free number, 877-943-9673. A question can be about wills, trust, probate, guardianship, power of attorneys, healthcare surrogates, living wills, family law. Can be about real estate law. Can be about just about any area of law. I've hosted Ask an Attorney for 35 years, longest-running show in Florida, I think. Every week, usually on multiple stations, we have broadcast, and we are glad to be here, and we are glad to be of service to you and to answer your questions. Our first caller is from Robert in Jacksonville. Good morning, Robert.
Hello.
Morning.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me? Robert, can you hear me? Okay, a little technical difficulty with Robert. All right, Robert, can you hear me? Your radio is, you need to turn your radio off. All right, so we'll keep the lines open here. Hope Robert can call back. You're listening to Ask an Attorney, all about Florida law. Again, I'm attorney Joe Pippin, practicing attorney. Phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. 877-943-9673. Phone lines are open. I had an email come in this week, and the question was basically a husband and wife had created a trust. The question on the email was that they had agreed that they wanted their grandchildren to get a sum of money when their grandchildren turned 40. Now the wife wants to shorten the age to something less than 40. 25 or 21, she didn't say, but she wanted to make it, she didn't want them to have to wait that long, and the husband was not agreeable. So the email question was, how can I change my trust document to make the change of when the grandchildren can get the money sooner? Well, the answer is, if it was a joint trust, which it was in this case, husband and wife created a joint trust, they both were the grantors, they both are trustees, and there's language in the trust that said the grantors or survivors, so if one of them passed away, the survivor could change it, but while they're both are living, they both would have to change an amendment. So she thanked me for the answer, you know, which was good, but I don't think she liked the answer. But if you have a question, I'd love to help you. All you have to do is to call the toll-free number, 877-943-9673. Phone lines are open. Robert is back. Hey, Robert. Robert, are you there?
Are you there, Joe?
Yeah, go
ahead.
Yeah,
I'm here.
All right,
yeah.
Go ahead. What can I do for you?
I'm trying to get a birth certificate. I'm in my 70s, and I have to get my license, and I was born in New York, but the one problem is I was brought up in foster care.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to get my granddaughter to get the information from New York, you know, where I lived and all that on the computer, but it came back that basically I don't exist. So how do you get around that?
All right, so what happened now? You're trying to get your own birth certificate?
Yes, I am, but I don't know where I was born in New York. That's number one. And I was brought up in foster care, so the name that I have no idea, you know, what is really my real name, probably. I don't know who gave me the name, but what I can't do is get a birth certificate.
Well, how did you come to start using the name you're using now?
I've had that name since ever I was a kid, from people in foster care. So that's how I always had that name. And I just don't know that I don't know how to get a birth certificate
so,
because according to New York State, I don't nothing is right. So.
So were you ever in a foster home?
Yeah, I was in lots of them.
And they always used the same name they were given, and they never did any. Somewhere there's some
right.
court records in one of those counties, probably in New York. You're going to have to probably hire a private detective type of person to do a search for you. And they might be contacting some of those agencies if they're still. Yeah, an attorney that would do that type of law could help you, sure. And an attorney that could do that type of law might be able to find an investigator or private detective. But you're probably going to need to be dealing with somebody in New York, not Florida.
All right. It's just, you know, it's hard to get. I just don't know how to go about it.
I think my answer is when you've done everything, you've exhausted every possibility you can do, and you haven't reached a good success yourself, you need some help. Do you go online, do you do Google searches?
No, my granddaughter does it for me. No, I don't do it, no. Yeah.
You could Google search someone specializing in finding old birth certificates or names in New York and the county that you're in New York, and you'll find a person that can probably go into the court system in the surrounding counties that you know of where you were, and they might be able to do a search and find something for you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Robert, and any of our callers today, sometimes I reach out to callers who might be listening, who might have a better answer than that, they can welcome to call in and share that with you. I always get as much help as I can. So if anyone out there has a better idea on how to help Robert, please call in. Be glad to give you the mic for you to help. All right, you're listening to Ask an Attorney. Thanks, Robert. You're listening to Ask an Attorney All About Florida Law. I'm Attorney Joe Pippin, practicing attorney. Law office is open for your call. We have a 52-minute straight run on this show, no commercials, and we're here to help you. It's you call, your call is the whole show. Your call asking a question, hopefully the answer I give helps you, and hopefully the answer that I give helps other people that are listening. That's the whole purpose of Ask an Attorney. Had the same format on this show for 35 years, and that's it. Just trying to help people, answer questions, give them peace of mind. Other people that are listening are going to get that same benefit. Toll-free number, 877-943-9673. 877-943-9673. Phone lines are open. We're also streaming live on Facebook Live. So if you want to join us there, it's on the public page, so you could go right there, and it's Attorney Joe Pippin. The name of the show is Ask an Attorney, and if you are watching on Facebook Live. Hey, you can call no matter where you are. I see some callers here from Virginia watching the show right now. So if you can see, if you want to call, the toll-free number, 877-943-9673. So another question came in this week about a divorced couple that I had done a joint trust for when they were married and living together, and they did a joint trust, and now they're divorced. And the question was, well, what do you do when you have a living trust? A married couple does a joint living trust, and then they get divorced. What happens to that trust? Well, what happens is that you terminate the trust by taking all of the assets out of the trust. And you do that by just how assets get into a trust of how they're titled. So if they're titled jointly in the trust, then you take them out. The divorce decree, let's say, splits everything 50-50. Or it gives one asset to one person and another asset to another person, so the assets come out of the trust. So once all of the assets are out of that joint trust, then both of the individuals would create a joint, their own separate trust. And whatever assets they walk away with the marriage, what they come out of the marriage with, would go into a separate trust if their goal is to avoid probate, avoid guardianship, make it quick, easy, fast, efficient. If you have a legal question, something bothering you, maybe some little family discussion led to you thinking about something going on in your family, and maybe you've done some estate planning and you want to change it or want to know how easy it is to change, or whether the person that you've left something to is entitled to something, no matter what your question is, you can call and ask. 877 is the toll-free number, 877-943-9673. 877-943-9673. Phone lines are open. If you're watching on Facebook Live and want to send me a question, go ahead and do that. Might be able to read that while I'm doing the show. We'll see. Let's go to Ron in Lakeland.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, Ron. Where are you calling from?
Lakewood Ranch.
Lakewood Ranch, okay.
Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving weekend to start with.
Well, thank you, sir. Same to you.
A question for you about automobiles. In purchasing an automobile and entitling it in the state of Florida, is it appropriate to do and or is Florida always or? Entitling it in two names, husband and wife.
You could do it either way. Most people do or. And while we're talking about automobiles, if you're married, I don't think the car should be in both names generally. Because if you're married and the car is in an accident, then both of you are owners and they sue both of you and your joint assets are in jeopardy. If you're married and the car's in one name, that one name, and they're driving the car, then they only sue that one person, and then the joint assets are not in jeopardy.
I see.
And automobiles should be in one name. You never put a child's name on your automobile, you know.
Right.
So, and if they're driving your car, you're going to get sued because you're the owner. They always sue the owner and the driver.
If it's in one name and the name that it's in is deceased, what happens then to the automobile?
The spouse, if you're talking about a husband and wife, the spouse can go to DMV with a death certificate and they'll transfer it without a probate to the surviving spouse.
I see. Well, very convenient. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that makes sense. Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
You're listening to Ask an Attorney All About Florida Law. Again, I'm Attorney Joe Pippin, practicing attorney. The law office is open. And if you have a question, 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. Let's go to Louise. Hey, Louise, where are you calling from?
Nakoma, Florida.
All right. What can we help you with?
Well, I own my house. And I live in a community that has deed restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
And the lots butt up against each other. And the person that has the property in back of me has planted a hedge. And I believe, according to the deed restrictions, it's actually on my property.
Mm-hmm.
And I have gone to the association, and I will continue to go to them.
Right.
But I know my lot is 90 by 120.
And all right. Louise, have you had it? You might have a surveyor come out and just verify that it's on your property. Then if it was, you would have the right to remove it yourself.
Okay, then I would have to pay for the removal.
Yeah, you could write a demand letter demanding they remove it, or and if they don't, you're going to have it removed. And if you have it removed okay. yourself, then you'd be responsible for the payment, probably.
Okay. Because the man that does their gardening actually planted it, and it wasn't planted in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
I will try to reach out to them. You know, they actually don't even live there. That's a crazy part of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So, well, hope it all works out for you, Louise.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, our next caller is Paul calling. Paul, hello.
Good morning and happy holidays. You and your staff are awesome. You should be in Fiji or in Alaska catching salmon or something, but you're dedicated like most of us are. I'm old and retired. Keep up the great work. Very quickly, before I ask the question, you remind me of a dear friend who just passed away, one of our council members here in our town of Orange Park. And he always put everybody first, like you do. And I thank you for all you do.
Well, thank you, Paul. Thanks so much.
Thank you. And you deserve a raise, too, so give yourself a raise.
All right, I'll do that.
The question is, I have a revocable trust, and I have about $13 million in death benefits, life insurance policies that are paid the day after I die. I don't have any family. These are going to different entities, agencies, etc. Should I have them paid to the trust? Or now my trust attorney is going to follow that up, but she said you don't really need it in your trust since it's automatic to the different entities in the area. Is that a good idea, or should I have it go to my trust and then have it distributed from there? I also have people in charge of my trust after I die that I trust immensely. So I'm in your ballpark. Go ahead.
All right. Well, generally, I would say since you have beneficiaries named on insurance policies, it's easier just to name the beneficiary and not have it come into the trust. You're creating just an extra step. If you wanted to have like a yearly gift from your trust to like, let's say you want to give somebody $100,000. Let's say you want to give somebody, you have $13 million, so just use that number for an example. Suppose you want to give one of the charities $1 million, but you want to do it $100,000 a year. Then you would have it come into the trust. If you just want to give them $1 million outright, and the death benefit on the insurance is that charity, then just keep that fine. That'd be fine to do it that way. If you have it come into the trust, it'll create an extra step. If you want to stretch out the distribution to the charity over a period of years, you would have it come into the trust, have the trustee do that. If you want to just give it to them directly, then just keep it as you have it.
Fantastic. You are a vast ocean of knowledge, and I thank you for all you
do. So where are you calling from? I just heard, see the
word. Orange Park, Florida.
Orange Park. All right. Well, you have a great, great Christmas. Happy holidays to you. And
we'll talk to you next Saturday, hopefully.
Okay. All right. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, you're listening to Ask an Attorney All About Florida Law. Again, I'm Attorney Joe Pippin, practicing attorney. The phone lines are open. And they're open at 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. We're also streaming on Facebook Live. So if you want to just go, we're on the public page there on Facebook Live if you want to find us there. Also, we have an Ask an Attorney page on Facebook. If you want to join that, that'd be great. Just send me a request. Joseph Pippin is, we have three pages on Facebook, actually. We have Joseph Pippin. We have the Law Offices of Joseph Pippin, and we have Ask an Attorney page. And we try to keep pretty active on all of those, giving out legal information. If you'd like to call the show today, we're almost halfway through the show, not quite. But if you want to call in, you have a toll-free number at 877-943-9673. We have office locations basically all over Florida. We have two offices. We have an office here in Jacksonville where we're broadcasting today. I was meeting with clients yesterday here, Friday, in my Jacksonville office. We have several offices in Pinellas County, several offices in Hillsborough County, several in Polk County. We have offices in Claremont, Leesburg, the Villages. We have an office in the St. Augustine area. We have offices in Pasco County, Pasco and Trinity. I'm sure we're forgetting a few offices, but if you want to check us out on our website, it's attypip.com. The website is attypip.com. Let's go to Brian in Jacksonville. Hey, Brian.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, good morning, Joe. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. And you?
Good, good. I've got a question for you. My wife and I went to one of those free dinners where you get your financial pitch. And the gentleman that we talked to, we did go meet with him at his office, and then he asked, he goes, is your homestead in the trust? And we said, no. And our attorney said, you can leave your home out of a trust in Florida. So what is your opinion on that?
Well, my routine practice is to put the homestead deed into the trust. There okay. is special language you put in the trust to deal with the homestead, and there's special language we put on the deed. But if you don't do that, then what happens upon death is there has to be a petition to determine homestead through the probate court. And we charge a minimum fee of like $2,500 to do anything in the probate court. Our minimum fee is $2,500 plus court cost. So generally, you're looking at around a $3,000 fee if you don't do it. And if you do do it, it's an easy thing to do. Just do a quick claim deed from yourself to yourself as trustee, special language in the trust to deal with homestead, and special language in the deed to deal with homestead. And that's the way we do it at, with my practice.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, well, thank you very much.
All right. All right. Yeah, hey, yeah, do you mind me asking you, are you still there?
No.
Do you mind me asking you what you paid for your trust?
The total for everything, of course, we put businesses in it as well. We've done two trusts, and I think it was about $3,200, but it was fairly complicated with out-of-state real estate and a separate corporation, S-Corp, that my wife owned. So it's pretty complicated.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
We the reason I asked that question is that we have flat fees. And we post those on our website. So, of course, there are complications, like you mentioned, and sometimes on with businesses and other assets in the trust. For a joint husband and wife trust, we charge $795. That includes doing the homestead deed. It includes the trust, two wills, two power of attorneys, healthcare surrogates, which include power of attorneys and healthcare surrogates usually are together, or they can be separate in two living wills. Single person, the fee is $695. If we're doing an extra, you have a homestead, but you have another property or something to put into a trust, the fee for that is like $150. So if you're doing trust work and everything, sometimes it's good to shop around a little bit. Check out fees with how different attorneys charge for documents like that. Let's go to John in Crystal River. Hey, John.
Hello there. How are you today?
I'm doing great. And you?
I'm doing fairly well.
Hey, what's the name? What's the name of the station? You're listening to the Crystal Rock station there in Crystal River?
Yeah, that's 107.5.
Yeah. And that's FM, right?
Yes, it's up here. Yes.
All right. Well, very good. Very, very good. Thank you for. I always forget the number. I remember the Crystal Rock station, but I don't remember. Always remember the number on there. But thanks for letting.
Sure.
Thanks for reminding
yeah.
me.
Sure. Yeah. My question deals with divorce law.
Okay.
I will be going into a divorce process here this month, and my question deals with ownerships. First of all, my wife and I lived out of a camper together, which mm-hmm. she is now living out of. I needed to have a place to live, so I bought another camper out of my personal 401k that I brought into the marriage. Does my wife have rights to half of the camper I just purchased, is my question.
All right, so sometimes it's very difficult to cherry-pick an asset in a divorce proceeding and give you the outcome of who's going to wind up with it. So let me just ask a couple of questions. And do you have an attorney helping you with a divorce, number one?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, since you have told me that now, it would be totally improper for me to give you an answer because you're currently represented. And generally, just okay. for other listeners, you know, it depends on multiple factors, and you can't really cherry pick an asset and ask how it's going to be determined. And a lot of times it depends on whether you've been married less than 7 years, less than 17 years, or more than 17 years. It depends on what the assets are, how they were acquired, when they were acquired, during the marriage, before the marriage, you had them. I mean, there are just so many multiple factors that go into an answer. And if you already have an attorney, it would be improper for me to spend 1 or 2 minutes in giving you an answer when your attorney has all of those facts in front of him could probably give you a much better answer and is helping you through the process as well. So,
okay, I understand why you're saying that. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. You're listening to Ask an Attorney, all about Florida law. And I'm Attorney Joe Pippin, practicing attorney. Been practicing law in Florida since 1981. I'm not licensed in other states to practice or give answers. So if you're listening, I get calls once in a while from another state. I'm not even... That's why we always like to know where you're calling from. Because sometimes I'll get callers from other states that are asking me a legal question and they're going through a divorce in their state, you know, for example. So I'm only licensed in Florida. I do have attorneys that work for me that are licensed in Georgia, Illinois, and Michigan. So I do have other attorneys licensed in some other states that work for me. But my practice is only in Florida, licensed in the state of Florida to practice law. I've been practicing since 1981. We have multiple office locations around Florida. We have 6 attorneys now that work with the firm. And we have we've done a lot of estate planning in Florida, but we also practice in other areas as well. If you have a question, I've been answering legal questions on the radio since 1984, longest running continual program with the same host, same format in the state of Florida. Along the way, I've had multiple attorneys with specialties in other areas of law that get asked questions, and you've done it enough to where no matter what you ask me, I can probably give you a little peace of mind and hit you in the right direction, if not give you a great answer. If it's not in my practice area and I'm not sure, hey, I'm the first one to tell you I'm not sure, but I can definitely find you some help, and I might be able to give you some general information. If you'd like to call me in the remaining 20 minutes of the show, that's how much time is left. 877 is the toll-free number. 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. Phone lines are open, and be more than glad to try to help you. Hey, if you would like our free estate planning poster sheet, every week I'll offer this. And it's a large poster size sheet with 5 articles about estate planning on the front side of on the page. There's articles about wills and trusts and your options in estate planning. There's articles about charts with the cost of probate, charts with the fees of probate. If you would like this, I'd be glad to mail it to you. It also has a trust diagram and other pertinent information about estate planning. If you'd like it, I'd love to send it to you. You can get it one of three ways. You can call our toll-free office number and request it. The office number is 1-800-226-3529. That's 1-800-226-3529. If you want to email me for it, you can email me your name and address to Joe, J-O-E, at attypip.com. That's Joe at attypip.com. You can text me for it at 727-667-3967. 727-667-3967. All right, so let's go to Eunice calling. Hey, Eunice. Good morning.
Yes.
So you're calling from Campbell?
Yes, Campbell, Florida.
Campbell, Florida. Where's that? What's that close to? Tampa. Tampa?
And St. Petersburg and Clearwater.
Okay. All right, so what can I do for you?
My father has property in Sefner.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he also has 3.5 acres minus 25 feet the state bought on the main highway in Monticello, Florida, his home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My sister, Lily Larry Henderson, and her husband, they sold this property in Sefner. I am the oldest. I'll be 91 Christmas morning. She's the baby. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't let me and my brother Dan Larry passed on know anything about it. Okay, we all went to Monticello. They went up there and they said that the people at the courthouse sent them letters because they had been up there saying that her husband brought me the papers that the property belonged to Imada Pedroso, Lily Larry Pedroso, my brother Dan Larry, address unknown. He was in TV hospital for 6 months. My name wasn't on there at all. I had to get a bus on Christmas night, my birthday, and go to Monticello, pay a lawyer to let them know that I was an heir to that property.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, hold on a second. So when did your father die?
In 19, I bought my first house. He died in 57. It was 57, the 13th of January, 1957.
And did he die with a will?
No, he didn't. And I was told here lately that they had me, well, what we did, we went to the veterinarian office. He gave the three of us $50 each.
Mm-hmm.
And we sold that gave that property away, 3.5 acres minus 25 feet at the state board for $1,000.
Hey, Eunice, this would be a fascinating conversation, but I think the answer is going to be an attorney or a title company is going to have to give you an answer. It's going to have to do a title search on the property. And try to figure all this out. I'm not going to be able to figure it out in a minute or two. We get to talk on the radio here today.
I was thinking, should I go to Monticello there to the courthouse and have them look it up or pull it up?
Well, you can have them give you copies of what happened when, who was the owner, who transferred it to who. You can get a couple of deeds in succession. That's what an attorney's going to have to do is to look at the deeds and then sit down and talk to you about it. So, a title company or an attorney should probably assist you in doing a little research so you can figure this out. But, you know, on the other hand, statute of limitations, your father died in 1957.
Uh-huh.
There might be way too much water to go under the bridge to do anything corrective on all this by this time. And that'll be that'll be another issue to look at. But if you want to have peace of mind about the title transfers, you definitely got to go to the courthouse and get copies of those deeds.
So I can go to the courthouse here in Tampa to get it for the property.
Yeah, you might have to order deeds to go back that far. But, yeah, somebody's going to have to research those deeds.
Okay. Thanks very much.
All right. Thank you.
And then I was told they didn't sell the property. They told me that.
Well, look on there. Yeah, look on there and see how it's still titled. But look at the few receiving order the titles before the last title of record.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
And have a happy holiday.
Hey, same to you.
Celebrate my 91st birthday.
All right, here you go, girl. All right, thanks. All right, you're listening to Ask an Attorney All About Florida Law. I'm Attorney Joe Pippin. You have a toll free number if you want to call the show. 877 is the number, 877-943-9673. Phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. If you have Facebook, we're streaming live on Facebook right now, on Facebook Live. Also, if you want to check out some previous shows, if you have an iPhone, we have our own iPhone app, Ask an Attorney. They've got probably 100 shows there on the app, Ask an Attorney. It's an iPhone app, though. We also have a YouTube channel. So if you want to go to YouTube, you could just do Joseph Pippin, and you'll see a series of shows that have television shows or radio shows that we videoed, and you have some shows there. We also are on Instagram. We're kind of out there in social media stuff, so I'm sure you can find us, and we'd be glad to connect with you. If you'd like to call the show in the remaining moments today, we have about 14 minutes left in the show. Phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. 877-943-9673. We're broadcasting today from Jacksonville. Jacksonville is connected to Salem and Tampa, and Salem and Tampa is connected to Sun City Center, Haines City, multiple. We're broadcasting today on about 14 stations around Florida, and they all kind of connect to one of themselves, but we're broadcasting from Jacksonville today. Let's go to Gina in Sarasota. Hey, Gina.
Good morning. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
I just have a quick question about some property.
Mm-hmm.
Hypothetically, two business partners own a home, and one of their fathers co-signed for the home.
Mm-hmm. But are they on the deed? Are they on the deed though? The co-signer?
Yes.
All right. So it's not just a mortgage; they're on the deed themselves also.
I believe so.
Okay, because that's important part of the question is who's on the deed.
Okay,
all right, but
let's just say the two business partners are on the deed that own a home.
Okay.
All right. So the one wants out of the contract, wants out of the deed.
Mm-hmm.
What's the easiest way to resolve that?
Well, the one that doesn't want out. They want to own the whole property and buy the person out that wants out?
Well, they do, but they tried to refinance, and they were turned down.
Well, either party could force the sale of the property through the court system.
Mm-hmm.
You could do, so one of them, you could force the sale to an outsider. So if the one who wants to buy the other one out can't, you can force the sale so the property is going to be sold and y'all just split the proceeds of whatever's left.
Okay.
The person
There's approximately $80,000 in equity in the home right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an issue too.
And how much is the mortgage payment?
I am not sure. The mortgage is around $150,000 and the home is worth a little bit more than that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure what the mortgage payment is.
So the mortgage, of course, would be paid off during the sale. So is there just one mortgage on the property, or did the one of the owners get?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
Yep. So the mortgage owner would be paid off, and the proceeds would be slit.
Now, would they have to get an attorney to do the for sale, or they can just do it through the courts?
No, I would say you would need an attorney to do the for sale of the property.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
All right.
Sounds like the easiest plan.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks, Joe.
All right. You're listening to Ask an Attorney, all about Florida law. Again, I'm Attorney Joe Pippin, practicing attorney. The law office is open for about 10 more minutes. If you want to call in, please do. Phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. If you have a legal question, please call in. Let's go to Jim in Clearwater. Hey, Jim.
Hi, Joe. Good morning.
Thank Good morning.
You for taking the call.
My pleasure. What can we
yes,
do for
sir.
You?
I have. We attended a land sale event of a couple of months ago, where we did a earnest money contract and purchased some land up in Levy or whatever county, and I was thinking at the time and mentioned it to the sales representatives. That there was probably a 3-day right of rescission on that contract. And so we gave the earnest money deposit and came home thinking we had a couple of days to think about it, because it was kind of a buying frenzy, to be honest with you, with these lots that were on the river up there.
Does the contract itself say you have a 3-day right to rescind?
Well, no, I'm not going to claim a lot of responsibility on this. It did not. I only mentioned it to them, and they did not correct me. But so anyway, I get home, and the next day, we read the contract. And there were some other things in there about the developer that made me uncomfortable, and so I fired off an email to them, and they said, "No, you waived that in the contract." And I said, "Oh boy, oh crap." Okay, so that I get, but the plat has not been recorded. And so we also don't, of course, have title insurance. They can't close on the property until the plat is recorded, which may apparently there's some been delayed on that. So that isn't going to happen for another couple of weeks. Is it? And I guess my question is there an out? You know, I don't know any other nice way to call it, and out in this deal, because they sold me property where there is no recorded plat and therefore no legal.
Say it's possible you could argue you didn't know what you were buying, and the contract should be null and void because the contract was too vague with what was actually being purchased. You might be able to fashion an argument like that, but an attorney's going to have to look at the contract, sit down with you.
Okay. Yeah.
I have a real estate attorney firm that would be glad to talk to you about that, probably, if you like.
In Clearwater? Or
yeah, Largo. In Largo.
In Largo?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do you want to give me that info?
Yeah, well, the number there, all our phone numbers ring into the same place. So it's, but it's in Largo, it's 727-586-3306.
Okay.
And you can go directly to his extension, which is 116.
116.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. It's just one of those things. You get caught up in the heat of the moment, and then you change your mind. But I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's almost like going to a timeshare meeting where you get high pressure.
It is.
Yeah,
it's worse. It was the same thing. The table set up the same thing. It was. I've done that before too, and what's done is done, and, we'll get through it. But if there was a way out, I'd sure like to take it. But
all right.
I'll give him a call.
All right,
hey,
thanks for calling. All right.
Thanks. Yeah, bye.
All right, phone lines are open, and there are remaining moments here. We have about 6 minutes left, and we do have open line for maybe one more call if you want to call in at 877-943-9673. 877-943-9673. Phone lines are open. I'm Attorney Joe Pippin, Ask an Attorney All About Florida Law, host of Ask an Attorney for 35 years and running. I enjoy coming in every Saturday morning and helping people. I mean, just sit here and take phone calls and help as many people as you possibly can. You never know how many people are listening. We're broadcasting over 14 stations around the state of Florida, so it could be quite a few that will learn something and benefit and have a better day. Hey, what could be better than that? Again, the last time I'm giving out the number 877-943-9673. If you'd like our free estate planning poster sheet, or maybe you'd like to call our office to make an appointment, same phone number. You can call and ask for the poster sheet to be mailed to you if you want to think about it and learn a little bit about estate planning. We'll be glad to mail that right out. If you already have estate plan and just want documents reviewed, there's no charge for that. Toll-free number is 1-800-226-3529. That's 1-800-226-3529. And if you want to email me, your name and address, it's Joe, J-O-E, at attypip.com. If you want to text me, it's 727-667-3967. Let's go to Jim in Bradenton.
Yes, sir. I have four LLCs. Total value, not a great deal. They have some property. One has, you know, I want to put them all in a trust.
Mm-hmm.
I was told that I would have to pay transfer a lot of that property, it's personal property, several cars. I don't have to, I wouldn't have to pay to transfer the taxes on that to transfer it to myself, to my own trust, would I?
No, an LLC can be assigned, the membership share can be assigned to the trust. So
that's
we just,
how you do it.
Yeah, we just assign it to the trust. And
all right.
So there should be no tax on that event.
In Florida, now, three of them will be in Florida. One of them is in another state. That would not make a difference, would it?
No, an LLC membership certificate is personal property, so it doesn't make any difference where it's located.
All right, I'll be in touch with you about the trust then. But
yeah,
that wouldn't be a very complicated thing, right?
No, sir, and we the closest office you could get to me from Bradenton would probably be our Sun City Center office.
All right, thank you.
All right.
I've been listening to you for more years than I want to think I've been around.
All right.
You sound awfully young. Thank you.
All right, well, thank you. Yeah, I was at a restaurant the other night, and the guy was... We were just talking to the guy. Never really introduced myself to the manager or owner of the restaurant. I'm not sure what his title was. So something came up about talk radio, and I asked him if he ever listened to the show Ask an Attorney. And the guy said, yeah, I've listened to that show. Yeah, I've heard that show a lot of times. So then I told him, well, hey, I'm Joe Pippin. I'm Ask an Attorney. And he couldn't, like, believe it. He says, well, look, your voice is so young. When you're on the radio. So you've hosted a show for 35 years. You know, it tells you a little bit about what your age you're close to. So, but we had a great talk together. He was a good listener, and looks, we knew a lot about talk radio just in general. We could talk about and enjoy the conversation. All right. So if you would like our free estate planning poster sheet, or you'd like to call and make an appointment, you can call the toll-free number, 1-800-226-3529. That's 1-800-226-3529. You can email me your name and address. I'd be glad to mail that out to you at Joe, J-O-E, at attypip.com. You can email me and just say have your staff call for an appointment. Hey, you can do that too. 1-800-226-3529. You can text me at 727-667-3967. Well, I hope you enjoy the rest of your Thanksgiving weekend. Thanks for listening to Ask an Attorney All About Florida Law. You be safe, and I'll be back next week the same time. So long.